Hey, how are you tonight? Belairs and Cleary Incorporated coming to visit you. The wind is very definite out here on the front porch, so it's all right with you. We'd sort of like to come in. We are going to need your imagination for the next half hour. If you brought it along, we brought the music, and we'll get along fine. Right, Len? We are going to a far-off spot today. We're going to a place every single one of you has visited. We're going north. We're going up into the middle of deep snow, into the white pine forest. And when we get just far enough, this whistling through, and you see in front of you a gray ginger with a peppermint, a little man with round tummies, then you'll know you're in the spot. Toyland. Inside this beautiful gingerbread house, there are things every one of us wanted or another. Inside, stand here on the porch for just a moment. When you were very little, snuggled down in your bed about this, you used to have a dream about something on the inside of your bread house. A nice, soft, cuddly.
If you go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. Because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic. Every teddy bear who's been good is sure of a treat today. There's lots of marvelous things to eat and wonderful games to play. Beneath the trees where nobody sees, they'll hide and seek as long as they please. Because that's the way the teddy bears have their picnic. Watch them catch them.
That's the first room. That's the teddy bear room. Now, if you come with me into this next room, you'll find that this is a noisy room. This is an instrument room. And there are drums, and there are xylophones, and there are little pianos. I should be very polite and say, tiny Hammond organ. And one thing that Dr. dreamed about when he was a little boy, a trumpet, a nice brassy trumpet. Shut the door very quietly. That's a soundproof door, and it's needed. Now, Will, this next room is completely reserved for little girls. It's the doll room. Bride dolls, walking dolls, big dolls, little dolls, even Betsy Wetsy dolls.
I once had a doll that was all dressed in white. I called her my baby, and I'd hold her tight. Her eyes were so blue, her cheeks were so red, but I loved her most of all. Each time she said, "Mama, mama, mama, mama," one little word she knew. "Mama, mama, mama, mama," to me it meant I love you.
Got two gals at home who use this show as a sort of a goodnight lullaby, and I'll bet you 50 cents sitting upright in bed. You want to take the bet? You can only go to this spot, the Gingerbread House, when you're very young, or unless you have a special tour, the kind that we're. But this is an idea that goes through many people's heads, the time they're young, the time they're very old. Take me back, Toyland.
Take me back to Toyland. Everyone's happy there. It's more than a girl and boy land, where dreams just like toys can be shared. If you believe in Toyland, believe in things that you cannot see. All the world would become a joyland. What a wonderful world this would be.
Music can certainly help you to get to Toyland, can't it? This next room, we can only let you look through the window, because if you were to go inside, those little fellas might stamp all over your feet.
The toy shop door is locked up tight, and everything is quiet for the night. When suddenly the clock strikes 12, the fun's begun. The dolls are in their best array. There's going to be a wonderful parade. Hark to the drum. Oh, here they come, cries everyone. Hear them all cheering, now they are nearing. There's the captain, stiff as starch. Bayonets flashing, music is crashing as the wooden soldiers march. Sabers are clinking, soldiers are winking at each pretty little maid. Here they come, here they come, wooden soldiers on parade.
Company, forward, march!
Also have a special department filled with jet planes, little air pilots. And if there are small ones now sound asleep, it might pay all parents to walk in and take a little look, to pull the blanket up a little closer, and a look at that little angel. Oh.
I peeked in to say good night. Then I heard my child in prayer, and for me some scarlet ribbons for my hair. All the stores were closed and shuttered. All the streets were dark and bare. In our town, no scarlet ribbons for her hair. Through the night, my heart was aching. just before the dawn breaking. I peeked in, and on her bed in gay profusion lying there, lovely ribbons, scarlet ribbons, scarlet ribbons for her hair.
Little ones asleep at your house, be very silent, because you don't know for sure, but that little one may be up in the middle of a white pine forest, standing on a peppermint porch of a gingerbread house with a little man with a round tummy, and you wouldn't want to wake anybody up in Toyland, would you? Well, Lairs and Cleary, thank you for letting us come in. We'll be around tomorrow night at 9:05. Good night. This is the WBBM Air Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.